Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes?
All day.
We're catching up this week with the Travis Scott incident at Astroworld, the conspiracy theories, and possible fentanyl injection.
I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is
J&T Unsolved.
All right, so what do you know about Astroworld?
It's what, put on by Travis Scott every year or so?
Yeah, that's all you know.
Like, other than what happened?
Yeah. No, basically about what happened.
Oh, basically about what happened?
Yeah, beyond that, I don't really know anything about it.
Okay, so the only thing I know is it is a... If you want to call it a festival, it's not. It's an outdoor concert. There's not enough bands there to be a festival.
How many stages do they even have?
One.
It's not a festival.
It's not. It's a fucking outdoor concert in a parking lot.
It's definitely not a festival. It's only got one stage.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Or it might have two, but you know how at like festivals, everyone... Tits. Okay, so you know how at like festivals there's multiple stages. Not everyone is at the main stage. Mm-hmm. Kind of like if you go to Warped Tour. Not everyone at Warped Tour is at the main fucking stage because there's other good bands playing at the same time.
There had to be more than one stage because they said when Travis came out, there was like a stampede of people. Where were they? Were they all taking a shit in the bathrooms? Getting food?
I think from what I read was like they were all like decently spaced how normal people are at concerts. And then everyone wanted to get up front, so they all rushed.
I would never want to get up front for anyone.
No.
Literally, I've been up front once. It's loud.
The I was bass, up front for Guar.
I would never want to be up front for that. There's no fucking way. I wouldn't want to be in the middle row.
For what, Guar?
Fuck no. The middle is where the mosh happens. I don't want to be there. The front is where...
No, you get up front because you get soaked more.
What the fuck, they be throwing blood?
It's like dyed water.
I don't want to be anywhere near that place. That sounds worse than Astroworld.
If you're in a hot-ass venue and you get soaked with like dick-shaped, like, I don't know, water guns pretty much, like... It is wonderful because...
No, that's not.
It totally is.
That is the most flamboyant like, thing you've ever said in your entire life.
Shit. When we went to go see them at the Soul Kitchen, it was during the primary, the Democratic primaries, and like Hillary Clinton, like a version of Hillary Clinton came out, and they like ripped her tits off and just blood... was going everywhere.
Okay, this is just weird. That's just,
it's so great.
How was that my selling point? I'm not sold on that.
It's fucking great, dude.
I'm unsold. I want to sell my ticket. I don't even have a ticket. I want to sell that shit right now.
I'm playing tomorrow if it's a goal.
I'm not going.
I would if I didn't
you
have
lost
to go to
me at penis-shaped water guns, and then you really lost me at bubbly, bloody
dude,
boobs.
It's fun as fuck.
That's weird. I just always thought they were really weird because, like, Bam Margera listened to them, and they had them crazy-ass costumes back in the day.
Yeah, no, it's just a theatrical show.
Okay.
With, like, old thrash metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the costumes made them sound heavy, heavy.
Oh, they're not that heavy.
They sound weird.
They're like 80s thrash.
Okay.
But, you know, they came out in the 80s.
All right.
So for the 80s, that was extremely heavy, and... really perverse because they had dicks everywhere.
I still don't want to be there.
It's fucking wonderful.
You're crazy.
Dude.
No, let's talk about Astroworld again.
Okay.
Let's go back to the nice, safe, unsafe Astroworld. So apparently this has happened many, like...
Every time this fucker performs,
yes,
there's an issue like this.
Something happens. Maybe like, one time it hasn't.
Yeah, because wasn't... It was a couple of years ago at like South by Southwest or Austin City Limits or whatever it is. They were like broke down the gates to run in. Like, not people didn't even have tickets, but they like broke down gates just to go listen to them.
Why is he cool with that? Like, of all the artists that are always like,
apparently
yo,
he loves fucking chaos.
Makes sense.
And it's really fucking dumb because you put everyone.
It seems like a childish thing to do, but isn't he like 30 something years old?
Yeah.
See, that's, he's just, something's wrong with him. Even Kanye West said it was bad. If Kanye West said it's bad,
yeah,
it's got to be bad. Yeah. Like,
Kanye is weird as fuck.
He's bipolar.
Yeah.
People don't pay attention to the fact that he actually has a mental disorder.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, Kanye's just fucking stupid. No, Kanye's genuinely needs to be medicated. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows that. And then when he's not medicated, it shows. So.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
Was he off his meds when he had his Trump rant?
Yes.
Rant? Yeah.
He was off his meds during like it. Taylor Swift, Trump rant. He's been off his meds lately. But I think he might be back on them now. But like, during his mom's death, I think he was off of them. Not 100%. I'm not his doctor. I don't give him his meds.
Yes. That's all I know about Astroworld. All
right. So
other than the fentanyl thing that I think you're about to bring up.
No, we can talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about the conspiracy theories. I don't know every conspiracy theory. I haven't seen all of them. I've just seen a lot of clips. Like, he wore a weird t-shirt, and it showed these red creatures jumping through a portal and turning into blue creatures.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, blue to red. So there was that. Everyone's saying that that's like a symbolization to transferring to the other side. And then you had the symbolization on the screen that said, see you on the other side. And then everyone's like, oh, well, that's just talking about the people that are about to die. Then you had the flames, and somehow they coordinated 8 flames, like, you know, the big ass fucking fire towers.
Yeah.
To 8 people dying. Which has been fucking...
Now it's 9.
Now, yeah, that's why it's bullshit, because yeah. Now it's 9. I guess it was 8 that day, and he must have lit a candle when he got home. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't fucking
know. I miscounted by 1 flamethrower.
He's outside with a fucking thing on TikTok shooting a flamethrower. If he is...
He calls Elon Musk.
Dude, if he is, I swear to God, it's definitely cultish. Now, the weirdest thing that happened, which made me believe the conspiracy theories... and we'll also talk about why he didn't stop the show, because I just read an article on that like 5 minutes ago. He was singing some soft song, like really low tone,
yeah,
humming, while he watched them like surf a body to the front. That was fucking weird. Like, if you watch him look at the body, like it's like he made eye contact with the body.
Yeah, I don't know any artist that does that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Now everyone's saying he's a piece of shit because he didn't stop the show. It said that there was only 2 people who were like allowed to stop the show, and that was the festival producer,
him,
and the director,
him.
That was it. Apparently, he wasn't. No, he wasn't the actual.
It's his fucking show.
Yeah, but like Ellen DeGeneres is Ellen DeGeneres' show, but yeah. Somebody directs the show. Somebody produces.
Yeah, but this
the show.
Is his production.
He wasn't in charge. That's what they're saying.
So they're going to use your name and mm-hmm. your likeness, and you're not going to have any control over it?
Some people just want money, dog.
Yeah, that makes now, it an even bigger piece
of
shit.
I still think he could have got away with stopping the show.
Yes.
But I guess on an authoritative action, he feels like he couldn't have. I don't fucking
have
know.
Have you gone to any metal
but
festival?
He didn't say that. He wasn't the one who said that he wasn't allowed to stop the show. It was actually the producer and director who claimed.
Yeah, but he's the front man, mm-hmm. so you can just tell everyone to stop.
I get it, but what if he did and they're like, fuck you, you don't get $5 million now, and he's like, free show, which everybody's getting a free show now because they all got their fucking shit reimbursed, and he's got to pay for all these funerals and stuff.
But,
so,
no, have you been to any fucking metal festival, like, ever, or any, like Warped Tour or anything like that?
Well, I went to Welcome to Rockville, and it was pretty rough because it was when A Day to Remember came out and they told people to crowd surf on crowd surfers. Like,
okay, yeah, but that's not that bad.
Well, it was when they got to the front and then they ran out of room. Some motherfucker was just getting tossed. Lots of people had broken bones.
So it was a security issue?
Yes, lots of people had broken bones. Like, there was not enough security to grab people. So they were just getting tossed.
Yeah, it was like that in Atlanta when we went to Warped Tour in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke the world record of crowd surfing during Chiodos.
That's pretty cool. They didn't do that when I went to Rockville. They didn't do that. But they did the crowd surfing on crowd surfers. And I witnessed a few people actually successfully do it for a number amount of feet that I've deemed actually fucking doing it. Like, it was really cool to watch.
Like, when we started crowd surfing during Chiodos, like, there were probably like 200 people mm-hmm. at a time going. So security was missing half of us, and we were hoping to God we landed on our feet when we crossed the barricade.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Travis, with them people saying Travis couldn't stop the show, I get like, I guess if it was him being a little pussy and like not feeling like he could totally do it. Yeah, totally. There's a lot of shit like I feel like I probably can't do it work. But the next year at Rockville, they had crowd surfers. Avenged Sevenfold went the year I went and the year after I went. And the next year, the year I didn't go, somebody got thrown when they got to the front.
Yeah.
They broke their back. And Avenged Sevenfold stopped the show and told everybody to clear so an ambulance could come in and get them.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance drove out. And then they only had like enough time to perform three more songs. And mm-hmm. they did. And that was it.
Yeah. Like, during hell, I think there was like four or five shows in Atlanta that same Warped Tour that sets got cut because people were hurt. Like, we had a wall of death during Chiodos. Yeah, well, and someone
was
got,
you in it?
I was.
You're an idiot.
It's not that bad.
You're crazy. I feel like it could be that bad.
It's not.
It could be that bad. Now, you want to talk about stupid people?
It's only bad when someone, like, in the middle starts, like, spin kicking and shit. Mm-hmm. Then that person's the main one that gets hurt because everyone lays his bitch ass out.
You want to talk about legit stupid people?
Sure.
I don't want the victim blame here because I feel bad for the dude. But who takes their 9-year-old child to a concert like this?
Like, to Travis Scott?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't.
This guy did.
No, if I did, we would be in the very fucking back.
He took his kid there, and his kid got lost in the stampede and got trampled, and now his kid's on life support.
Yeah.
9-year-old kid.
Yeah, his dad should be charged with some, like, child endangerment.
To an extent. I mean, I hate to victim blame.
If not, you know? Can throw that as an extra charge on to dipshit.
I get that. I hate to victim blame, but fuck. I would never do that. I would never take my kid to a fucking concert. Emily and I go to a concert, it'd be like, she can be like 16. It's gonna be Taylor Swift.
I'm taking,
Taylor Swift can be 55.
I'm taking the boys to go see Skillet in February.
Yeah, but Skillet ain't bad.
Yeah, but
we'll until they go floor. Satanic, we'll see what happens. Oh, then
that'd be wonderful.
No, it would not. What's up with you and like the dark side?
I love black metal.
You just like playing with the dark side.
How do I play with the dark
Ouija
side?
Boards and the wanting Skillet to be satanic?
I'm just saying that'd be cool as fuck though.
It'd be crazy.
They already have the like best fucking pyrotechnics show. Now add a little bit of Satan to that. It's gonna be like a.
It's going to be legit hell.
Yeah, Gorgamoth, Gorgamoth concert.
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
It's going to be like
fucking, if that ever came to our town, I would leave.
Oh, I'd be the first one.
You are fucking crazy.
First row.
That's not happening.
Make sure my kids are there to watch that shit.
I forget what else happened. Oh, I went to, where'd I go? Who was the rapper? Damn, who was the rapper? His name was NBA Youngboy.
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Terrible. He sucks. There's probably a bunch of people.
So it's okay.
There's a bunch of people that love him. Like, but I think he sucks. I went to it's called Shaky Beats. It's in Atlanta every year. And
Shaky Knees.
No, that one's different.
Oh, they have two of them?
Yes. Shaky Knees is like, what is Shaky Knees? What do they play?
That's like the alternative.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say it was kind of like indie shit. Shaky Beats is EDM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why it's in the same place though, like in the same park and everything.
Oh, okay.
And it's held by the same people. But so I went to Shaky Beats. They have some rappers. They had NBA Youngboy.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of him. Go to the stage. I'm like really close to the front and like there's these like people in front of me and I'm like and I ask them who it is and they say it's NBA Youngboy. And I'm like, is he good? And they're like, he's like the best rapper right now. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be pretty lit. No, no, the fuck it was not. That was the worst.
If he's the best rapper right now, there's no hope for that culture.
No, dude, it was so bad. He was jumping, like, now, let me tell you, physically, motherfucker is a machine. He literally jumped like, from one side of the...
His show is good, he sucks live, but his music's decent?
No. Or no... he sucks.
Okay.
I don't remember any of the questions, but they're all trash. But
so if I go look him up on YouTube and listen to like actual studio recording, it's still trash?
So, I guess. I mean, okay. I have listened to some of his studio stuff and actually played the whole song through in my truck, but not a whole album. Definitely not a whole album.
He has like one out of 11 songs that are decent.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that happens sometimes.
The one-hit wonder rapper.
No, he's more than that. He's like the one-hit wonder per album. Yeah. And then everybody, he just got some fucking just dedicated, loyal ass fans. But when he was on stage, he came out, he said the word, yeah, from the right side of the stage to the left side of the stage. And he made it there on one fucking leg, hopping the whole way. And I swear to God, he touched the stage 3 times. Like, it seemed like motherfucker had some
up. That's a huge ass stage, dude.
Motherfucker had some jump. Damn. Like, but he's just like,
his bitch ass should have been in
the NBA. He's really, really got a lot of stage energy.
Yeah.
But it was mostly him saying, yeah, the F word, and like a few lyrics here and there. Like, it was a lot of his music playing.
So
and
when then, was this? Like 2015?
Let's see. Nicole, wife's pregnant. 2017. Yep.
That's about the time that everyone was like, jail! Jail!
Pretty much. That was bitch, also the exact jail. Same time that, Las Vegas happened.
Oh, okay. Is yeah. that the concert where you were very...
So nervous, dude. Because if you...
Unease the entire
if
time.
If you look... You know Atlanta has, like, downtown yeah. and, like, uptown or, like, another downtown.
Yeah.
And the park is in the middle of both. So anywhere you look, there was fucking skyscrapers everywhere. And I was really paranoid. I thought I was going to get, like, just offed at any moment. Because...
Yeah, I'm good.
That would have sucked. But you'll go to Gore where they're ripping boobies out.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're crazy.
Gwar is the shit.
You're crazy.
Even, their music is not that great.
Even this.
But their show is amazing.
This Travis Scott shit made me never want to go to a festival ever again.
Like, I will not go to any festival that he might be possibly headlining.
I'll still go there, but I'll stay in the fucking back. Like, way in the back.
I'll make sure he is. I'm not near that stage.
But even.
It's a festival.
Even at any of the EDCs, Life in Color, Shaky Beats. Welcome to Rockville. Welcome to Rockville, it's Avenged Sevenfold. Yeah. Like, they're a fucking iconic band. It was the last band of the night. So, like, there was no bands playing. I was in the rear, and when we were watching, there was a WWE wrestler who has a band now.
Chris Jericho?
Jericho.
Yeah.
Yes. We was watching Jericho. Next was A Day to Remember. Then Avenged Sevenfold. While Jericho was going on, Miss May I was going on another mm-hmm. thing, and I went there for about a quarter of their set. There was a lot of people, and then it was a third stage where Volbeat was going.
Yeah.
Volbeat is okay on the radio. Volbeat is pure garbage live. It sucked. Like,
see, and I wanted to go see them when they were on tour with a Five Finger Death
Don't
Punch.
Ruin it for yourself.
Because I was like, I really don't fucking like Five Finger Death Punch, but I will go watch Volbeat.
Five Finger's okay, but Volbeat's
I've already seen them live. Their live show's better than their actual album.
There's a song that always plays by Volbeat on the radio. I don't know the name of the song. I just know it's like the only Volbeat song that ever plays on the radio. And
Hangman's Noose?
Maybe so. They played it live, and I will never fucking listen to any Volbeat shit in my entire life ever again. That's hilarious. It was bad. They just had no stage presence. His voice was off. Maybe he was sick. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But it was bad. So I went to see Volbeat for like an eighth of a set. Like, I was there for a half a song. I left my ass. I went back to Jericho.
Wow, y'all sound terrible.
When we went to Jericho, there was like fucking hundreds of rows of just people just mm-hmm. standing. A Day to Remember ain't even come on yet. Avenged Sevenfold hadn't even come on yet. When you turn around, you couldn't even see the end of the line of motherfucking people.
Yeah.
By the time A Day to Remember
they play
was there.
At Jaguar Stadium, and, don't they? At Welcome to Rockville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have no, like, none of that shit ever went down there that happened in Astroworld.
That doesn't, like, if you go to Download and, like, I think it's in Manchester or somewhere in the mm-hmm. UK, like, there is probably hundreds of thousands of people there, and that shit doesn't happen.
Well, EDC Orlando, 225 last year. No, mm-hmm. 2019 last year got canceled, but 2019. The year before that, no. Yeah, 225,000. The year before that was 175,000 the year I went.
Yeah.
EDC Las Vegas is much bigger than any of them, just because it's three. It was originally the only three night.
Coachella.
Coachella's massive. Coachella's a bro
they
fest.
They have millions of people there.
No, it ain't millions.
I think they had...
The world record should only be 300-something thousand in the UK.
No, I think they had, like...
Maybe millions if they combine the days.
Yeah.
But for one single day, like, mass people congregated at one time, mm-hmm. it's in Europe, and it's like 300-something thousand. Which, let me tell you, I've been around 175,000 and 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
300-something thousand is astronomical. And you can't even, you're like, yo, there's probably like 50,000 people here. And then you like go home and then it's like record breaking 195. Like, that's a lot of fucking people. Yeah. That's a lot of body heat. Like,
it's like everyone was bitching about the Morgan Wallen concert having 30,000. Yeah. Like, it's an outdoor venue.
EDC.
That holds almost a million people.
EDC and they Orlando. Only have
a third of that.
Was.
Not even a third, like 3% of that.
EDC Orlando was 40 acres of land. And they do that at Tinkerfield, which is like.
That's not a million. I think it was like 80,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do 40 acres of land and they fit 225,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking grounds was 90 acres of land.
Yeah.
And maybe a quarter of that was parking.
Yeah.
So you're still looking at about 60 acres of land.
Yeah, because.
And they were scared of 20,000 people, 30,000 people.
Oh, did they build the stage or did they use the.
They built their own.
They built their own?
Yeah, so.
So they were on the actual midway.
Yeah, like the grounds.
The, rounds,
the grounds didn't use any of their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, yes, that can easily hold probably. Hell, 200,000.
Legally, they're only allowed 40.
Yeah. But
that's what the thing said.
No, or 50. It can hold 80.
The fire code allowed them 40.
Yeah. Just because so they did 30.
Just because of the way they have that thing built, they have exits. So the fire code only allows them 40,000.
Yeah.
Now, if none of that shit existed, a million.
Yeah.
You know, they can run in all directions like rats. It don't make a fuck.
Yeah, because our fairgrounds is huge.
Yeah. And 90 acres is a lot of fucking land. Like, and to not even use all of it.
Yeah, because I think Download, they have, I think, 100 acres, but they use, like, every fucking inch of it.
I can only imagine.
But they also have, like 7 different stages over the entire weekend.
What do they play?
It's all metal and rock bands.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool to go to, especially 7 stages. Especially if it's set right. Like, I went to one festival one time where, when I was in the Ferris wheel, if you looked to the left, you could only hear that stage. Yeah. And if you looked to the right, you could only hear that stage. Like, it was perfectly centered to where you literally could only hear each one. I even have video. It's pretty fucking dope.
The way Download and those festivals do is it's kind of like any normal festival where you have 2 main stages and then way the fuck away, there's like 3 other side stages.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, both sides hold 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen Ludacris live?
I saw him at Bayfest.
In passing. How was it?
It was all right.
Okay, so I saw him live at Shaky Beats. He really
puts on a really good show.
He does, but he emphasizes on the white people because
that's his audience. That's what he said. Leave that man alone.
that's what he said. He said, "I want to thank all you white people because y'all are the only people that made me famous." And then, like he's,
Fast and Furious.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious.
All the white people, all the Asians.
It was so funny when he said that. I don't remember who he was opening up for. It was like some big name DJ at the end. But he said that shit and I was just dying laughing. It felt like I was at a Kevin Hart show. It was so funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Because like down here, I think he was the headliner for that stage.
Bayfest?
Yeah.
I think he was one year and I never saw him.
I saw him in passing going to see someone.
The first year I went, Avenged Sevenfold was supposed to come, and then like 3 days before Bayfest went on.
Oh, then they got POD.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. Avenged Sevenfold canceled, and they got that, and I was like, this sucks.
We still went, because we bought tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold, but I forgot, who the fuck played that night? Puddle of Mud. It was Puddle of Mud after POD.
Who was it? I think that was the same year that Foster the People came.
No, this was before Foster the People.
Okay, was it the same year that Chester Bennington came?
No, that was the year after.
Okay.
The first night was Candlebox, 3 Days Grace.
That's right. That's who I saw.
I don't remember the last one. It may have been 3 Days Grace was the last one. Oh, Sick Pup. No, it was not Sick Puppies. Who the fuck was it?
Sick Kitties?
No. Flavor the band. Kitties a band.
But it could be.
That could be.
Like, what is Sick Puppies? What's their genre?
Oh, they're rock.
All right, then we'll be
they're
Sick
Kitties. They're a
really
good rock band.
And we'll be a really bad rock band.
Who the fuck was it? that year, I don't remember who else was that night. The following night was POD, Puddle of Mud, and Buckcherry.
Yeah, I remember. Seeing them. Yep. Then that
Cheyenne doesn't remember half a Puddle of Mud because she got kicked
in
the
head. Did Buckcherry come the next year?
No.
Okay, then that's the same year that...
The following year is no. Chevelle.
We're still talking about... I've still never seen them live.
They are wonderful. They sound just like the fucking album.
Who was before Buckcherry? It was a Canadian band who broke up. They threw condoms. I remember that.
At Bayfest?
Yes.
That must
have been... My Darkest Days. Did you see them?
Okay, that was probably a year before.
That was the same year as Buckcherry. 200%, definitely.
No, because it was Puddle of Mud.
Then it was before Puddle of Mud.
That was POD.
I know for a fact that the same year I saw Buckcherry, I saw My Darkest Days at some point.
They may have they been put on a before, really good show. POD.
They put on a really good show, but they broke up. 3 Days Grace is now using their lead singer.
Okay.
Because I guess that the guy who started My Darkest Days, his brother was in 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
So now 3 Days Grace sounds like My Darkest Days. Now they're really fucking good. So if you ever listen to shit, but they're all about like sex songs.
Yeah, I hate 3 Days Grace now.
Hate them now?
Yeah, they sound like dog shit.
Oh, that's what My Darkest Days sound like. I thought they were good.
No.
So figgity fuck you, bud. They're better than Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
They're better than Travis Scott.
Shit, my 9-year-old that's about to learn how to play guitar
sounds
better.
Doubt it. Bring him in here. Let's hear
it. He's asleep. No, yeah, he hasn't started
that's
yet.
That's what I'm saying. See, excuses.
That's his Christmas present.
Excuses. I'm going to go tell him. Santa ain't real.
He already went and tried a couple out.
I'm going to tell him that. Tried what? Guitars?
Yeah.
How'd he do?
Well, I mean, we were trying to find one that was, like, small enough that he could actually...
How hard was that?
It wasn't. They make 3/4 scale.
That's cool.
He found a really nice... It was a Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then he found the cheapest fucking guitar Guitar Center carries is $90. And I would play that motherfucker. It looks amazing. It sounds good, too.
Are you good? Or do you play?
I used to.
Oh.
I don't play anymore.
Are you any good?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm extremely mediocre.
You can get better if you play more and you fucking learn.
I was okay.
Yeah.
But I can play almost every Tool song known to man.
Isn't that like all their shit like real simple though? Like no. Aren't they like criticized for some of their like
their
stuff being simple?
The riffs are simple.
Yeah.
And then some of their riffs, their timing is weird as fuck, okay. So no one plays it correctly.
Okay. All right.
It's like, oh, this is super simple. And then when you try to, like, teach someone how to pick it, mm-hmm. It's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, that's exactly how it was written.
What all have we talked about on Travis Scott now?
We hit the conspiracy theories.
Okay. We talked a little bit about... Fuck, what did we talk about? What did we say?
We left off there.
I know there was one point that I didn't mention. I don't remember the point.
We haven't gotten to the fentanyl thing yet.
That's right. Bring it up.
So, apparently a police officer or security guard was stabbed in the neck.
I mean, I don't even know how that can be an apparently.
He got stabbed in the neck.
They said they gave him Narcan.
Yeah.
I highly doubt all the fucker was out there doing drugs.
Well, yeah. So apparently, like, 8 people were, like, stabbed with the same needle.
Probably more. A lot of people, though, in general. Yeah. And that sucks, because, like, if that ever happens, you have to, like, wait so many months, and then you have to get tested for HIV and other diseases for so many months.
Yep.
That sucks. You ever hear about the dude that was doing it to people at drive-thrus? Like, they was literally just going to McDonald's, I'd like a McBurger, whatever the fuck.
And he was just jabbing with a needle?
Yeah, dead ass. Motherfucker was running by cars and just... And then running.
Yeah, that's why I carry.
There was nothing. Literally, this is so off guard. There's no chance you'll catch him.
If a motherfucker came up to me, stabbed me with a needle. No,
it wasn't
come up.
It was full sprint, stab, run. Like, that was it.
Okay, I'm still in a fucking vehicle. gonna run that bitch motherfucker over.
He's gotta cut a hard left and you gotta go through the bushes at Hardee's. What you doing?
I still have a with me.
Yeah, that was happening. Like,
yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
What kind of prank is that?
It's not. Is a dead motherfucker.
That's fucked up. It's super fucked. Man, these people
are fucking crazy. I'm so glad I fucking renewed my carry permit.
I mean, you ain't got to renew it. Just carry it. Who gives a shit?
The government.
Fuck them.
Wait, I get pulled over.
The feds. You know what I mean?
Still jail time.
They don't have to know it's there. Are you doing anything else illegal?
You can, no, but I would like to have it loaded next to me. So if I get pulled over, I can just be like, here's my permit. There it is. I'm not going to go for it.
Oh, I just keep it in the glove box.
I keep it right next to me. I'm
so afraid. Like, just imagine you get into a car crash and you roll your car and now it's just a heavy ass brick that flies out the window and now it's gone. You don't know where the fuck it flew.
Mine tucks right in my seat.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant like in the seat, like just.
No, it like where my console and my truck seat is. It is dead center behind the seatbelt.
My mom's doesn't have a safety, and she puts it in the glove box.
Is it a Glock?
I don't know. It's a Ruger. It's a little Ruger.
Oh, okay.
She puts it in the glove box, facing to the side.
Yeah.
If she ever gets in a car crash, whoever the fuck is sitting on the side of her is shot as shit. Whatever car is over there, they're shot.
Yeah,
like no. That's it. So yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, but no, that motherfucker would be dead.
What's the worst concert you ever been to?
What do you mean worst?
Worst show? Like you showed up, you were like,
oh, and it
could have. It could have just been like, okay, let's see what they're like.
Or Rob Zombie was the worst fucking show I've ever been to. He sounds fucking terrible.
Was it after he was like really old or like just
this
in
was
general?
A couple of years ago.
He was old. Wasn't he like famous in the 90s or 80s?
80s, 90s, 2000, still famous.
Okay, I get he's famous, but wasn't he like his come up?
Like 99 and up.
Okay. Well, that's kind of early, I guess. It's not. That'd be like Kid Rock sucking right now. Kid Rock's pretty decent.
He does put on a damn good show.
I mean, it's Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's loud as fuck, dude.
I can imagine. What's that fucking dude who bit the head off bats?
Ozzy.
I can imagine him sucking dick right now.
No, apparently he's still really good live.
There's no way.
He can't move around like he used to, but he still sounds amazing.
There's no way he's good. I can't believe it. Do you know when he didn't even mean to bite the head off a bat? He said he thought it was he didn't know it was real.
Yeah.
He said he thought it was fake.
Yeah.
And
it was the same thing.
Just imagine.
The
somebody throws
too.
You a chicken leg and you're like, all right, this is going to be a good ass banana. And then you bite it and it's a chicken leg.
Yeah.
Like, you was really expecting something and it wasn't. It wasn't. Yeah. It was so much worse for him, though, than the chicken leg banana situation.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But, and that is why he is famous.
Did you ever see the video where there's a guy performing and somebody throws a beer and he catches it and then drinks it?
Yeah, that was it. Either Download or Hellfest.
Okay. I saw the exact same thing happen, but to a DJ in Orlando.
That's cool.
It was the most badass thing I ever saw in my entire life.
I wouldn't drink it.
I'd drink the fuck out of it. I'd drink shit out of it.
I don't trust people.
I don't care. I'd drink it. I mean, the only reason why they threw it was probably a genuine beer.
Yeah.
And they threw it to piss him off. And then he catches it. Yeah. Which is funny because they just wasted, like, what, $5 to just do that dumb shit? So.
It was a couple of years ago, so it was probably, like, $10 a beer. Beer is not cheap at any.
Well, any place that they're $10, they usually sell the tall boys.
Yeah.
But yet, beer sucks because they always sell Bud Light.
Yep.
Bud Light's trash. Or Budweiser. Both of them suck.
Like, every Warped Tour I've ever been to never had beer until we went to the one in New Orleans. And China's like, ooh, you want to get a beer? And I was like, no.
I never want to be buzzed.
No, I do not.
At a hot-ass music festival.
And she's like, why not? I was like, because it's 100 degrees out here with the humidity.
I don't know.
It's like 140.
People do like drinking when it's hot. Like, go fishing on the Gulf. People love getting drunk on.
I don't want to be dehydrated.
They like it.
No.
Apparently it's hydration.
It's not.
Take some pee clear. Look, I know they say it's not dehydration, like, to drink alcohol, but let me tell you, when I get shit-faced, my pee has never been more clear. Ever. Ever. And they say the clearer your pee, the more hydrated you are.
No.
The scientist needs to help me understand this.
No.
Because my shit be clear. Like,
you can drink vodka because it has nothing in it, but you'll still be dehydrated.
All right, I'll drink straight Dr. Pepper and whiskey, and my pee will be so clear. It's crazy.
That's fucked up. You need to go to a doctor.
It's clear. You need to get drunk with me and then go pee and then tell me about it. I'm telling you. It's clear as fuck.
I don't drink anymore.
You will at Mardi Gras.
I doubt it.
Well, fuck you, okay? How do you go to Mardi Gras and not drink?
I might drink at the ball.
That's what I'm talking about.
I might.
You have to.
I don't drink anymore.
It's so boring. It's so not fun sober. It's really not fun.
Oh, I got that.
It's really not
That's
fun.
That's why I got shit-faced the last time.
It's really not fun to be sober around that many drunk people.
I don't remember fucking shit from the last one.
They're just annoying at that point.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be at a music festival when everybody's really high and I'm like the only one that's sober. That's okay. I can deal with that.
I think I turned into like a little like teenage girl when one of the cover bands was playing Blink-182.
Oh my God.
But that was the Mystics. I was shit.
I remember they had like two they have a lot of cover bands.
Yeah.
That's right. Because they always have the one that's upstairs down the hallway. They have one in a room. Like, it's always in a little room.
Yeah, this one was in a hallway.
That's the one upstairs then, by the entrance. They're usually pretty good. That's like their best cover band that they always put.
I didn't know there was the other ones because we just stayed on like those.
Yeah, if
two
you go
floors.
Down the escalators.
Oh, okay.
And you walk to the main ballroom or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
To the left, there's a dark room. Like, it's always dark with a lot of lights and shit. There's a small cover band in there, like, every year.
Oh, that's where I'm going to fucking
go. Like, it's like three dudes on a little stage, and they're like, nobody's in there.
That sounds like my shit.
And then the Condies has a DJ, like a DJ. So they'll have, like, a DJ that plays regular music.
Yeah.
In the main.
Oh, my God, that's better.
But then when you go outside the main ballroom, and you go into a... It looks like a bathroom. Like, the hallway has these, it's just a fucking hallway, and there's a little sign that just says dance hall. Like, you go in there, and you take a hard right, and the mood immediately changes. It's a DJ just playing, like, EDM and, like, rap music and shit, and, like...
Is it packed?
Yeah, it's usually fucking packed. It's so funny, because, like, you don't even hear it, because there's so much brick. You can't hear shit until you get in there, and, like, everybody just
If I'm drunk as fuck, I'll go in there.
Everybody's just dancing, dude. Hard dancing, too. And it's the funniest fucking thing. It's the weirdest atmosphere. Because, like, you got all these old people in the main ballroom. They're doing the cha-cha slide.
I didn't know
slide.
That they did security checks there. We just walked, like, someone opened one of the side doors, like, to go out and smoke. And we just walked through there, didn't give them tickets or shit.
Well, that's weird. Because usually the smoke section is in the, they just had it fucked up then. Because the smoking section's supposed to be, I don't know how to explain it, but. There's like four doors and you can go out of them.
Yeah.
It's a little.
No, all the fucking doors were.
It's a little area where, like, if you went there, you can't get out of there. There's like just this big ass brick wall.
Oh, no. Every door was fucking unlocked.
They messed up.
Yeah.
They messed up big time. No, so y'all got in for free?
We already bought our tickets and stuff. So we didn't have to do anything.
Y'all didn't even show them.
Yeah, we just walked through.
And that's not good.
Nope. I was like.
That's not good at all.
It's not very secure.
Because what my parents do there is there's the main entrance, you know, where you go up the escalators and shit.
Yeah.
They have that. They have, like, the right side completely, like, roped off, and they have, like, a table of four people taking tickets. You go to the left, to the right, there's a cop. If you go to the back end, there's three cops, but there's only one door open out of the four.
Yeah.
And you go through there. If you go to the side, there's one door open, and there's three cops.
Yeah. Nah, we just walked. Yeah. We just walked on. Yeah. Like, all not, eight of us just walked through.
It's not supposed to happen. That's not supposed to happen either.
I was like, man.
There's another area where there can be a ball. I've never been in this part of the building, but, like, I was doing ticket check for my parents for their ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's called the Black Ball. Like, it's a bunch of black people. It's kind of fucked up that
That's
it even
racist.
Happens. It is, dude. It is. It's super bullshit. But, like, my parents is
that the Mammoths?
I have no clue what the fuck they are. I really
don't
know.
That's the all black organization.
But they came in and they, like, started to give us their tickets, and, like, their shit didn't say what we were, and I didn't know where they were supposed to go, and dude was like, oh, y'all supposed to go up there. Like, it's really fucked up. Like, it's super fucked up. But my parents, they don't give a fuck. I say my parents. Their organization is you have to be married, so it's men and women, and then it doesn't matter what anything you, if you have a name and a social security number, you're allowed in.
Yeah.
So they don't really give a fuck. So I had my buddy.
I don't think the Mystics give two fucks about anything.
I had my buddy Dave come 1 year, and he's a 6'8" black dude. And so he's
is that the one with the
he you the, know him? He's downtown. He's got dreads.
Okay.
His name is I don't know. He's just tall as shit, and he's got locks. But he's,
I've probably seen him.
He's really popular with everybody. He's a super cool guy. And so, yeah, all the white women would want to take pictures with him because they're, like, old and drunk. And they're like, oh, he's so fucking tall, you know? So, yeah, and they probably wanted
to. They secretly want that dumb chocolate.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, they did.
There was no way to say that any better.
Yep. But my mom does the cliche-ass white woman comments that a white woman should not be making nowadays. Like, you're my favorite black guy and all this other bullshit. Like, like, don't just.
Oh,
he's,
my God.
He's your favorite guy. He's a guy. Fuck.
You're my favorite African American.
I hate when people do that shit, man. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm sorry I invited you. I'm really sorry. My mom don't know how to act around black people.
Yeah.
And then she tries to talk with her Ebonics voice, and she calls it her Ebonics voice. Yeah.
Would you sit your mom down and have a talk?
She's in her ways, man. She means no harm. She just don't know what she does is not good. It's whatever.
It's okay, because we're in the South. No one cares.
She's cool among everybody, I guess. Always had the cool mom. She smoked a lot of weed.
Is it starting to show?
No, it showed years ago. It showed back when she was smoking weed. I don't think she smokes it now because she's got her job, but yeah, she used to smoke all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she told me if I ever wanted to smoke weed, I could smoke with her.
So
I never did. Because I thought it'd be lame at that point.
I haven't smoked weed in God knows how long.
That's the only reason I never did smoke weed. I was like...
Because you looked at your mom?
No, because I didn't want to smoke with my mom. I was like, this is lame. Like, fuck that. I'd just rather...
Who the fuck wants to smoke weed with her parent?
Nobody.
Exactly.
One of my best friends used to do it all the time. Look at him now. I don't know where the fuck he's at. He's completely off the face of the earth. I really don't know. I met up with him one time, and we haven't talked since. Like,
oh, man.
Yep. So that's life.
So, yes. Travis Scott.
Sucks.
Cunt.
Why is that? Why does it gotta be that?
Because he's a bitch.
Why can't it just be like donkey pee-pee or some shit?
I don't know. That was the first word that cunt. Came to mind.
Like, cunt. I used to work with this German dude, and his name was Eisenberg, because that was his last name. It's cool.
Yeah.
So, there's a joke at work. It's called ass eating season. During the summertime. During the summertime, it's ass eating season. And Eisenberg, I think he was 59 at the time we asked him this question. And we're all just talking about ass eating season. He walks up. He can barely hear. He's old as fuck. And we asked him if he eats ass. And he looked at us like we were stupid. And he dead ass went, I only eat the cunt. And then he's done that with his fingers and made a C shape and then licked his thumb. Like, and I was like, Eisenberg, that's the butt. Like, that's the bottom. That's the butt. He's like, no, I only eat the cunt. And then, like, he walked away. It was weird, dude. It was disgusting.
This part's going to be bleeped out for YouTube.
Yeah. Can you just please leave, like, just bleep the words?
That's what I'm doing.
Good. This is going to make it so funny. That's going to be perfect. I always liked it, like, when they would bleep. Like, there was an episode of South Park, I genuinely remember. They bleeped words that weren't bad.
Yeah.
But it made them sound bad.
Yeah.
It's the funniest episode I ever saw. I saw it when I was, like, a teenager. It was so freaking hilarious.
I love South Park.
I like it the most because they'll make an... So, like, Hillary Clinton could get punched in the face now. They'll have an episode tomorrow about it.
Yes.
That is the best. And they've talked about, they're like, yeah, well, if something happens, we call each other and we start writing. And then we have an episode.
Like, they can fully do an episode.
Very fast.
In like 2 days now.
Yeah. They're quick.
Yeah.
They're really, I mean, back then, well, it was even quick. It was.
I mean, back then it was quick, but it took them, I think the turnaround time would be like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
But their writing
was immediate.
Yes. But them actually, because they had to cut everything out at a cardboard, and now I don't even think they do that anymore.
No, everything is definitely animated now.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's 3D.
Yeah. I mean, most of it is.
So what's 3D to you? What do you think about 3D TVs and shit? They're like obsolete now.
Oh, yeah. fuck, I can't even watch a 3D movie without getting like.
Well, the 3D TVs were opposite of 3D movies. They were like inverted versus.
No, that's stupid.
But they were like the hot thing for like a month, and then they were like immediately obsolete.
Well, yeah, you don't need that when you have 4K.
My brother's dumbass bought one back in the day. He brought a 4K 3D TV. Hey, they made the movies 3D and all that shit, and it looked cool. But
see, I know the now 3D, they don't do that no more. The 3D Blu-ray, 3D 4K.
So, yeah, it doesn't come out at you like you're gonna get punched in the face.
It just gives it death.
Depth.
That's what I said, didn't it?
You said death.
Fuck.
Like Travis Scott.
Death.
And his festival. So the
Travis Scott and everything.
The most
does.
Realistic 3D I ever watched. It's very embarrassing. It was at the IMAX, and it was like a 3D movie about animals and bugs and shit.
Yeah.
And so like a shit comes at you, and like you think it's actually fucking coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
But a fucking spider came from the top of the screen and done this shit. I threw my glasses, dude. I fucking thought that was a spider coming at my ass. Scared the shit out of me.
I think the last 3D movie I saw, besides Star Wars, because I think we went to go see one of the new Star Wars, and they only had tickets for a 3D one. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I've been in that situation before.
I was like, that's fine. I think the one that the only one I enjoyed was Avatar.
I never saw it 3D, but I bet you it'd be badass.
It was badass as fuck.
Cause Avatar and Disney World, they're 4D
mm-hmm.
rides. They give you headaches, but they're like the depth 3D.
Yeah,
and they're fucking cool.
Yeah,
but they gave me headaches. They gave me eye pain and strain real fucking bad, and motion sickness. I don't know how they do it, but the fucking screen doing what it does and the machine just. Doing that, like not even falling, like just doing that makes me feel like I'm falling. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
So, is there anything you want to add to Astro World?
Not really. I don't understand how it happened. Like, even after it happened, you had all the videos of artists stopping shows.
Yeah.
Nirvana's the most famous one, talking about the dude who grew up with the woman, and he's like called him out and had him kicked out. And he's like, aha, you're a pervert, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, look at the pervert. And then, like, he had Adele, somebody fainted or went into cardiac, and Adele, like, stopped the show to mm-hmm. point it out.
And these are people who technically can't stop those kinds of shows.
Well, I don't know how their contract works. I don't understand. I'm pretty sure Travis Scott. Right. Could have gotten away
Slipknot
with it.
Slipknot does it. Lamb of God's done it.
I know.
Everyone has done it.
I have no clue. I think it's just his producers and stuff trying to make it seem like he isn't a bad guy, honestly.
Oh, no, he's a piece of
shit. They're trying. They're reaching, honestly. The funniest thing when it talks about fucking, what's it called? Public relations?
Yeah.
Was PR. A comment. Yeah, it was a comment made the other day. Have you seen Joe Biden's Facebook posts?
Which ones?
The most recent one, talking about how, like, the economy's doing good, unemployment's down, whatever the fuck.
Prices are coming down.
He never said prices are coming down, but he said wages are up, jobs are moving, blah, 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 whatever. My buddy Keith, he shared it. Keith's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Libertarian. Hates Democrats. He's with Republicans, but he's very libertarian.
Yes.
He's got another gay friend. I didn't know this dude even existed until the comment section happened. But it said, the dude said, the devil works hard, but this current presidency's public relations manager works even harder. And it was the funniest fucking comment I ever saw in my entire life. And then I click on his page, and he's like cross-dressing and like flamboyant. I'm like, oh, there's another
LGBTQ. No one fucking likes this dude.
No.
No one.
No.
And if you say that you like him, you're fucking delusional.
They're dumb.
I think it's only, what, like, maybe a third, not even that, like, a fifth of people who actually voted for him like him.
I remember, we have to check it again, but I remember there was a time where it was, like, every day they was posting his approval rating.
Yeah.
And every day it was lower and lower, and it got into the 40s, and it hadn't hit Trump's 43, and I think that's why they might have stopped talking about it, because I feel like it probably went lower than 43.
Oh, it's probably at like 1%.
It's 0.2. It's got to be.
It's fucking terrible.
I know no one here approves of him.
No one
does. I've seen so many people who are Democrats have made videos on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and posts and all this other shit talking about how they wish they didn't vote him in.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it. You could have been a Democrat and literally voted for any other Democrat.
Yes.
Not why him.
Tulsi Gabbard.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
She's fine as fuck.
The Asian dude?
The doctor? Oh, Andrew Yang. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Anyone but the two that are in office.
Yes. They fucked up.
You had 15 people to pick from. I'll take Bernie Sanders, old crypt keeper looking ass.
No doubt. But Bernie Sanders is apparently very bad with money.
Like, no shit.
Very bad.
They're with all money. Bad with money.
No, he's like one of the worst with money. Like, he's like the only one who hasn't successfully become a multimillionaire yet. Of all the years he's been in office.
That's fine with me.
I know,
they
but...
only make what they're in Congress. So their salary is supposed to be set at...
It's like $250.
No.
Yeah, it's in the 200s. It's because of where they live. They live in D.C. D.C.'s a high cost of living place. It's why it's in the 200s.
If you live in D.C., you shouldn't be a representative for anyone.
Well, they live in D.C. because they're representatives of...
That's they have you only like, have to be there two times a week.
They have, like, homes, but...
I know. You only have to be there two times a week.
Yeah, I get it.
Fly your bitch ass up there and stay in a hotel.
That's a lot more money.
Fuck it.
That's a lot
no,
more
it's
money.
Not. Not in this fucking climate.
Yeah, huh? Fucking fuel prices are through the roof. Can't get a flight anywhere. Canceling flights
where
left
they
and
live,
right.
They can take a train.
There's no train that goes from Texas to here.
Okay, I don't care about Texas.
Ted Cruz is Texas. And that motherfucker's retarded, too.
He's fucking dumb.
Ain't he a Republican?
Yeah.
And he's a fucking idiot.
He's so dumb.
God, he's one of the dumbest. Watch this year be a shit show for them whenever the weather goes bad.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Idiot.
It's actually not supposed to be that bad, supposedly.
Last year was supposed to be like a fluke.
Yes.
I don't understand how that was a fluke. You know why that was a fluke? Because somebody's fucking weather machine was malfunctioning. That's what was happening. There's no way global warming is a thing, and then one year we have like the coldest year of ever.
Yeah.
No. That's fucking dumb.
No. El Nino, or was it El Nino?
El Nino ended in like 2013.
Yeah. No, there's a
14.
There's another wave right now.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah. Was it El Nino?
I don't fucking remember.
One of them has to do with like the wind
coming
from Mexico pushing in one direction.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now.
It's El Nino. El Nino is pushing downwards, but El Ninos are supposed to last like so many years, and El Ninos are supposed to last so many years.
Yeah.
Maybe one last of them year was is, the end of it.
Oh, yeah, because it
of
was
the El
just,
Nino.
It was just fucking weird last year.
Okay, that makes sense.
Last year we had like all those huge-ass fucking hurricanes.
Yeah, and that makes sense
and then
for
we
that.
We had the huge-ass ice storm.
Yeah, so I get that. So that must have been the last year of an El Nino.
Yeah.
Because El Nino is what saved us after Katrina. That's when it started.
Yeah, because we didn't have any bad storms up until, what, Michael?
New York had all of them.
Yeah.
Like, they had a category.
That's where everything was going.
Category 3 came in and fucked up the Jersey coast and, like, the New York fucking...
And we were getting just, like, fucking depressions and, like, Cat 1s.
What sucks dick, though, is, like...
years.
Is, like, New York could get a Category 3 right now. It's devastating.
Yeah.
We have fucking thunderstorms that are worse than those.
Yep.
And they just come in like a band, just... You just put up a tree.
Because their houses aren't built for it.
You just build a house. There's a fucking band. Like, you know what a band of thunderstorms is?
I'm surprised this house stands from like the slightest fucking breeze.
Swear to God, it's God up there with a rubber band and he just lets go of it. Yeah. And then in slow motion just come and fucks up everything.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. We live in like the worst tropical climate ever.
Yeah, but everything still is standing after any storm.
So. It's dependent.
Except for, you know, the fluke we had where last year we had a Category 2 that didn't move for 6 hours.
Two Category 2s that fucked up.
Within a month of each other.
Our fucking play. Yeah, man, I was in Washington when the first one
hit.
We
were home with COVID for the second one.
That sucks. I was in Washington for the first one, and so I called my brother, and I asked him to look at my house, and he came by, and he was like, you're missing a lot of shingles, and I was like, send me a photo, and he sent me 3 photos, and I was missing a shitload of shingles on the front. My house had been built in 04.
Yeah.
Katrina came through. That house didn't get damaged.
Yeah.
Category 2 comes and fucks it up. What? Like,
the first one didn't move.
How? Well, that's why I wasn't here, so I didn't know.
Yeah, when did it start? It started at like 3 o'clock.
So it stagnated here?
It was like 2 or 3 o'clock is when it...
Was y'all here?
Yeah, we were in here.
I bet you this house was loud as hell.
Yeah.
Creaking and shit.
Yeah, for that one it was. The, because, yeah, it started at like maybe like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. It didn't get the fuck out of here until 10 or 11.
That sucks. The second one I was home for, it was...
Because it was directly in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at the very worst fucking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, whatever, like, did you see all the pictures from like Daphne? Mm-hmm. And so that was here.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere else other than downtown.
It sucks.
So whatever, all the bad shit everyone saw on the news was the same shit that we had here.
For the second one, I was home and my roof was creaking. Weirdly.
Yeah, we had that tree fall that you came and got lumber from.
That's right.
Yeah.
I thought you cut that bitch down. I didn't know it fell.
No, that fell during the hurricane. We were like, that the sucks. Fuck? It stayed up for, 6 hours during a stronger storm.
And then it just decided to fall. And then
it falls before it even gets bad.
That's funny.
During the second one.
That's funny. It made it through how many hurricanes in its lifetime?
Yeah, and then the weakest fucking one that comes through going 40 miles an hour.
That's funny. That's fucked up.
Yeah, because that second one, it was still, a Cat 2, but,
mm-hmm.
like, it just went straight through.
The one that saves my house now is I have houses that are built all around me with lots of trees.
So it breaks that wind up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice. So, that's all I got on Travis Scott.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else.
Travis Scott. Scott toilet paper, wipe his ass, piece of shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Scott Paper Company. Just imagine if Scott Paper Company's like, all right, we need to change our name now because of this bullshit that Travis Scott just went through. Ass World. That would be their festival for Scott Paper Company is Ass World.
I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do, the same weekend or the weekend after South by Southwest was on, they would do South by So What, and it was just metal and punk bands.
The name is just funny.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Is it on TV only or like?
No, it was like whenever, because is South by Southwest the like music festival of Austin City Limits? So. Whatever weekend that was, it was either the weekend before or the same exact weekend on the other side of fucking town, they had the...
South by So What?
South by So What.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd That's have funny. That with the same time South by Southwest was going on, and it was just punk and metal bands.
And South by Southwest is what bands?
Is it a mainstream shit?
Mainstream as in like hipster bullshit.
I feel like it would be like
Hangout Fest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like it would be like Taylor Swift and like Avicii if Avicii was still alive.
Yeah. Marshmello.
Travis Scott. I mean like the variety.
The Weeknd.
I don't like variety.
Yeah.
But
I hate Hangout Fest.
Like Shaky Beats is okay because it's mainly EDM.
Yeah.
And they throw in a couple rappers. I get it because a lot of rappers like to collaborate with DJs.
Yeah.
But it is also Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's the fucking rap capital of the world.
That's kind of like Jazz Fest. I won't go to Jazz Fest either.
What do they play?
Jazz. And then they'll have like Adele or someone.
Well, that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah. So it's like jazz during the day. And then later on, you'll have like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What's the point?
They're just for people to fucking buy tickets.
Have you ever been to Voodoo Fest?
I really want to go.
I hate New Orleans so fucking much, I never want to go again, but man, I've always wanted to go.
I really wanted to go when Tool was there, but I did not want to pay the prices just to see Tool for one night.
I would have to scout the fucking venue to find exactly where I want to park, because that's a place I don't want to be
far away. I would park in, like, Slidell and then get a fucking Uber.
I always park close. Always park close. That's like
there's like nowhere. I don't even know where the fuck you'd park during Voodoo Fest because it's in Jackson Square, which is dead center of the fucking French Quarter.
Then you would park near the French. Oh, that's fucking simple. The French Quarter has like some secret fucking parking literally on the side. Like there's some abandoned buildings and it's like barely marked. Like the paint was like painted like 15 years ago.
I don't know how many roads are blocked off because of that. I don't know where you can.
Well, this would be right at the front of French Quarter. Like dead ass front of like the actual sign. That should not be blocked. There's no fucking way. That should be blocked. Because when you turn right,
you would have to get there like super fucking early in the day and pay for like 4 days parking by the aquarium.
Yeah, do that shit too. Fucking right. But
no, I want to go, but it depends on who is fucking playing and who the fuck I want to see.
Monster Energy's been putting on the best shows with the Rockville, the Carolina Rebellion, all that other shit. That's probably where
too fucking far away.
Well, it's worth the drive, honestly.
If I had the time and the money to make that drive, I would definitely fucking go.
Well, Jacksonville's only like, what, 3 hours?
Jacksonville is 4.5-5 hours.
Okay. Yep. Where's the issue?
I have to be there for 4 days.
Where's the issue? You ain't got no fucking vacation?
I have 3 children.
You ain't got a vacation?
I got plenty of vacation.
You got grandparents?
None that will watch children.
What?
I mean, I ain't trusting my dad to watch kids that long. My wife's not going to want to go either.
Then leave her here with the kids.
You just want to pack our shit and go?
Fucking right.
Okay.
We'd have to get a babysitter, though, because Nicole's going.
Just drop her off with Cheyenne.
Yeah, when I went with my brother. I think it's only a 2-day festival.
No, it's
1, 2, 3. It's 4 days. It's a 3-day. Jacksonville's 3-day.
They do 4 days now.
Well, they're fucking stupid. Nobody wants to be there for 4 days.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who's playing Thursday. If I'll go Thursday,
I would never go on a Thursday. It'd be so lame. Wouldn't be nobody there.
Yeah, but it's 3 days. Or
nah, your best days is gonna be day one. I mean, Friday and Saturday night.
This year they had 3 because Metallica played Friday and Sunday.
Because I remember Avenged Sevenfold was Saturday night, and I don't remember who was Friday night. I just remember it was a big band Friday night, but I was definitely I had to see Avenged Sevenfold. They were Friday. That was the biggest band they had, and then they had Sunday, which ended at like 8 p.m. Yeah. That's bullshit. They ended up having.
I really wanted to go this year because Mudvayne was there.
Mudvayne would be so good.
Yeah, actually, like that was last weekend. No. Yeah. Is it going on now? It's going on now.
Let's go.
Who the fuck are we going to go see Sunday?
I'm telling you, man. That Thursday.
Oh, Mudvayne's playing tomorrow.
Thursday and that last day would be trash compared to what they put on Friday and Saturday. Mudvayne and
Metallica are playing tomorrow.
Fuck Metallica. I don't listen to Metallica.
I will definitely go see Mudvayne.
I'll just see Mudvayne, but I won't listen to Metallica. I don't care about Metallica.
I don't think anyone else is playing that I give two fucks to go see.
What about Hangout Fest? You want to go to that?
Nope.
Why?
I don't like any. Every fucking year, there's one band I want to see. I don't want to pay their fucking prices for the weekend pass to see one band.
And broaden your horizons and see the other bands too.
Because they're all fucking terrible.
The DJs ain't terrible. Adele is good.
I don't give two fucks about Adele.
Kendrick Lamar is good.
I don't like rap.
You're an idiot. I said it. Let the record show.
I hate rap.
So, broaden your horizons. You can't you can't be a musician.
Unless it's DMX, I do not want to hear it.
You can't be a musician and not appreciate all music.
I just don't like rap.
Gotta appreciate all music.
I don't. I can't.
God
damn. I love Eminem.
Gots to see it through.
But someone's just going to call me a racist. That was really loud. White guy.
That is racist. I bet you like MGK too, huh?
I fucking hate that.
What?
Yeah, he's such a pussy.
What?
He's so
I don't know.
Stupid.
I just like all music. It doesn't bother me.
No, I cannot. He's got that one song that he's done with Travis Barker that I like.
That one's good.
All of his
There's
other shit's
others.
Trash.
There's many others that are
he
good.
He fucking failed at a rap career having a diss with Eminem like he was going to fucking
that
win
was
that.
That was a publicity stunt put on
yeah,
by
it fucking backfired, didn't it?
No, it was put on by both of them. That was
okay.
That was like put out like
that,
so
that fucking backfired because he has no rap career now.
Eminem writes most all of his music.
Yes.
But he's got a specific producer that has a certain name. The producer wrote Killshot. No. It's some weird dude. I don't know. Like he's got like a fucking like nickname. He wrote Killshot
mm-hmm.
and Eminem's diss. He wrote both songs. He wrote the song that's dissing Eminem and the song that's dissing MGK.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I hate MGK.
It was a publicity stunt.
Such a cunt.
Put on by both of them. Like, that's all it was.
That. And then he wants to pick a fight with Slipknot, and that's fucking hilarious.
That one was funny. That one was very funny. Like, and I don't know why they even
humored
it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was hilarious because you are just crossing over into pop punk.
That's right, because he's now like a punk rocker or whatever.
And you're playing these massive festivals, and guess who's headlining all these fucking festivals that you're playing? It's fucking Slipknot. Mm-hmm. And you want to try to start shit with Slipknot.
I mean,
and everyone is already not there to see you. You're just on the bill.
He don't write his music.
But he does it good. I'm going to give him that. Who? He's got the voice and the like stage presence.
Oh, MGK?
Yeah.
If he'd shut his fucking mouth and stop trying to
He's a little
shit.
Douchey, but...
He's major douchey.
A little douchey. He's dating... Megan Fox.
Oh, that's right. No, Travis Barker's dating one of the Kardashians.
Yep. So Travis Barker is definitely going to do some weird shit pretty soon, pretty much. Everybody that
the weirdest thing he's done so far is he got back on an airplane.
Everybody dates a Kardashian or a Jenner does something weird. Look at Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, for real, you got Caitlyn Jenner, you got...
Now we're going to get bashed.
Kanye West. Because
we brought up transgender jokes.
You got Kanye West, who done all his weird shit. Now you got Travis Scott doing that weird shit. Travis Barker's next.
No, he's been doing that shit since before he dated a Kardashian.
I know, but still.
It's just worse now. Yeah.
No, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's
true.
The same.
Well, now it's worse because
you think the Kardashians sold their souls to the devil?
No, but I do believe that they are a part of the Illuminati.
If you really want, you can cut out the part about what I said about old Caitlyn Jenner.
Nope, I'm not. It's staying.
If that made you uncomfortable, I get it. It's cool.
No, I just know as soon as I upload this video.
Nobody's going to listen to this part anyways.
Probably not. They're probably long fucking gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you got the one dude who's like, haha, no, I'm not, bitch.
I'm still here. I'll wait for you to fuck up.
I'm canceling your ass. Too bad we ain't even got uncanceled yet. So.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Mm-mm.
So.
Next week we got
MGK, Travis Scott, bitches. We out.
I was going to say what we got next week.
What's up?
Next week we got Kyle Rittenhouse.
In a couple of days, we'll have Kyle Rittenhouse.
That one's going to be good.
Trial.
That one's going to be good.
He's not going to be on here.
I wish he was.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Contact his PR guy.
No.
There's no chance we could have him on here.
No. We're going to have to donate so much money to that fucking defense team. Even though this trial is almost over.
What if he was like, I'll be on?
Come on.
You'd shit your pants.
I'd shit him on camera for that.
Okay, now that's all I got.
So, alright, Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, and you have to finally watch our fucking video.
I will watch our ghost video so we can talk about it.
Yes, because we are super behind on that. And so, hold on. I already told everyone we're taking a break. Are we no longer taking a break?
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm off the break.
Oh, I thought we were going all the way till, like, Mardi Gras over.
No, it was mainly just October because I was so fucking busy.
Oh, I thought we were taking a break all the way, like, just doing, like, our Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then nothing until after Mardi Gras.
We don't have to.
That's fine.
Too much is going on. We had Astroworld, Kyle Rittenhouse. Shit's going to happen again. I mean, we got music festivals coming up all the way till Christmas.
Yeah, but they're all metal now.
EDM.
Yeah.
There's a chance for ODs at EDM.
Yeah, but that's not going to be someone's fault other than the people ODing.
No, you got stabbers. Stabby McJabbies over here. Fentanyling it up.
All right, so we'll let everyone know if anyone else with fentanyl is coming around. Bam, look out. Don't do drugs.
Bam?
Strangers.
Bam? Like Bam Margera?
What?
We can talk about Bam Margera one episode.
No, we do not need to do that. No. No.
Yes.
We can't. That dude has been through too much.
We're doing it.
We're not.
We're doing it.
No. I will defend his ass so much.
And that's fine. That makes for good talking points. We can't all agree on the same shit all the time.
I can't do that. All right, you bring it up. I'm going to defend him because that dude has been through way too much.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Tim from J&T Unsolved. J&T Unsolved is brought to you by Anchor. You can find us on all of your favorite podcast apps. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We will see you again next week. And remember, question everything.